All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Now, you know, we preached this morning about the Spirit of God and the power from on high, and being able to accomplish the Great Commission, that's necessary. It has to be. We can't ignore it. We got to preach on it. But you know, church is not about evangelistic meetings every time you have church. That's not right to have it that way. The church, he gave some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists for the what? For the perfecting of the saints. And we're given the word of God for instruction and righteousness and all of this. So that's part of it. We're not here to try to get everybody saved every time we come to church. And, you know, that's this power from on high. It's for out there. I mean, why would we need that kind of power in here to learn from the Word of God and be instructed in what's right, how to live our lives? And so a lot of what should be preached in the church and taught in the church when we get together is about how to live right. Yeah. And it shouldn't just be nitpicking little old things, and it ain't a contest to see who can be the most righteous and all of that. It's just sound and straight. The Bible's full of it. The Bible is all about how to live. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight here. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Very common verse. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The world talks about the golden years. And I hear a lot of older people saying, boy, them golden years didn't turn out like I thought they was going to be. Yeah. What is he saying there? He's saying there's a time coming when people say, I have no pleasure in them. I've noticed that about older folks. I even notice it in myself. We go to Poplar Bluff once every week or 2 weeks, and every once in a while, you know, it's around the eating time or something, and, well, where you want to eat? Well, I don't care. I don't even want to. I mean, nothing appeals to me, really. You say, boy, I'd go to Taco Bell. Not me. That don't appeal to me at all. And a pizza place, and you think how nasty it is, and you think of the McDonald's. No, 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 no. And then you think about what you read about all the hepatitis A everywhere, and it ain't no pleasure for me. A lot of the time, we just come on home, make a sandwich, save some money. But they still don't get no pleasure in it. I've noticed that. I noticed Granny, as she got older, nothing. She doesn't have no interest in nothing. Nothing. Nothing brought her any kind of pleasure. When you're young, boy, things bring you pleasure, don't they? Yes, sir. Everything. The life is about having fun, enjoying, going places, doing things. Everything's a pleasure, you know, that you seek after. That when the evil day nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Well, there's some things you can do along the way, and you can live your life in such a way as to make the golden years turn out a lot better for you. Yeah. Cricket? Most of the trouble that you have, I think, when you're old, I've watched people, is regrets. There's a point in your life when you stop looking forward and you just, all you do is look back. You know, you stop dreaming and you start thinking, you live on memories. It's what you live on. Better make them good while you're young.
Yes, sir.
Remember thy Creator now in the days of thy youth. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Before all this other time comes, when the evil days draw nigh, and when the years come when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Tomorrow, your memories are what you're going to live on when you're old, if you live to be old.
That's right.
That's true. You're going to remember good things and bad things. But depending on how you live your life and how you get along with people and how you treat people is going to make the difference in whether it's a sweet autumn of life or whether it's bitter. Yeah. So I think regrets are some of the biggest problem. So you can avoid a lot of that. Did you know that? You can avoid having a lot of regrets. Now, I don't believe anybody will get old without having some. Because all of us, at some times in our life, are just plain old stupid. We do stupid stuff, make stupid choices, do stupid things. And ain't no excuse for it, and ain't no easier word to use for it. Just foolishness. Dumb, selfish, blind. Make decisions, jump and do things and say things and go places that we just shouldn't have never went, shouldn't have never said, shouldn't have never done, shouldn't have never done it. If we could go back and do it over, you can't find a person anywhere that wouldn't say, if I could go back and do it over and know what I know now, that would be wonderful. But you don't have that option. You got one shot. Life is a one-way street. You just go down this way one time. And you can't back up and fix things when you mess up. I mean, if you wreck, you wreck. You done wrecked. I mean, and whatever damage was incurred in the wreck, you just got it. That's all. No? No. There's always going to be consequences. So, but you can live in a way that, and so let me just throw a few things at you here tonight. To avoid regrets, it'd be helpful to know what things that cause the most regrets. You better listen to some older person tell you. Listen to them talk. Listen to where their mind's at and what they're working on, and you can learn a lot about the things that cause you to have regrets later on down the road. There's a lot of things that you will absolutely regret 100% of the time. I mean, I'm going to tell you a thing or two here that I promise you, you will regret it. And if you just believe that and resolve, I'm not doing that, you won't regret it when you're old. It's just plain old instruction in righteousness and how to do right, how to end up happier down the road. Take note of these things and avoid them as much as you can on your journey in order to minimize your regrets in your old age. I read a quote from a guy. He said, "The young are slaves to dreams and the old are servants of regrets." You'll regret the time you wasted. That's one of the things you'll regret. I think all of us are going to regret that because we waste a lot of time. I'm getting more conscious of it all the time, that I'm wasting time here. This is time. I'm wasting it. I've let minutes, hours go by. Sometimes a whole day gets over and I think, man, I've wasted the whole day. I haven't accomplished hardly nothing here. We'll regret that when we get old. We'll regret the time wasted. And it's not just minutes and days. We fool around a lot of times for months and years before we do what we're supposed to do, or before we quit what we're supposed to have quit doing, before we do and fulfill the time like we were supposed to. Sometimes it's a long time we waste. It can and will mount up into years, and the pain of regret will be greater than for the amount of time wasted. How much time you waste is going to be how much regret you've got to suffer with when you're old. I guarantee you, when the end starts coming in sight, you're going to realize much more how valuable the time was that you wasted and how much of that time you wasted. It's like money. And I've said this before, but people, when they win the lottery or they get a big wad of money somewhere, somehow, even people like us that just get, you know, if you get... Boy, if you hit the jackpot and get $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000, I mean, boy, you just, man, I can buy this and this, and I can do this and this, and I can go, man, we can go to this and do it, right, right. And just bang, 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 it's gone. I remember when I was a kid, the guy that we knew, he got a big settlement, And I don't know, I think he bought 5 or 6 cars in 1 year. You remember that, Dad? And I don't know what all he did. Within a year, it's all gone. And there's a lot of money back in. And, you know, that's the way people are. It's just like, man, the jar's full. We can just draw and draw. And then you go in there to reach one day and there ain't nothing there. Or there's just a little bit and then it's all gone. It's a startling awakening when you realize it's gone. It's all gone. Well, time is that way too. When you realize you've spent your life, you spent your days, you spent your months and years, and now there's just a little bit left. Then you're going to start thinking about, boy, if I just had this many years to live again, I'd do it different. You don't want to end up like that. You want to end up with as much assurance in your heart as you can that you did the best you could, that you used your time as wisely as you could. It's a thing that's going to cause us to regret. Yes, sir. You'll regret time not spent with your children. You'll regret that. You sure will. When you're old, you're going to remember. You know, you remember what the children's faces were like when they were little. You know, now like y'all, Dorothy and Lucas, are going to grow up. They're going to change and they're going to grow into adults, Lord willing. But you'll always remember their faces like they are now.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
I can just see every one of our kids when they were babies, when they were little bitty children. I can still see their faces and hear their voices. And you know, you think about all the time that you could have spent with them, and you didn't. Now, you can't spend every minute with them. Life requires us to work. To be busy. We gotta. But, you know, I see a lot of people and they'll go off on hunting trips for 2 weeks or something. And they'll go off somewhere else. And they always got something to do and somewhere to go. And their kids just grow up and they miss the whole thing. And then they regret it down the road. You most certainly will regret time spent with your children, with your wife. You need to spend time together. You do. And pleasant time, not time fighting.
Yeah.
Time together ain't a time to fight. Now hold your heads up now. You better enjoy the time. What does the Bible say? Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Yeah, that's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be pleasant. Yeah, that's right. Everybody's looking at each other. It's true. You look at that young woman you got now, and her hair ain't gray, and she ain't wrinkled up, and she's full of energy, and she can jump over a fence, and she can do all of this. And one of these days, you're going to be looking at a woman who can't hardly get around. And you're going to remember. You will. You'll remember. And you're going to be glad for the efforts that you put forth to have a happy life, or you're going to regret what you blew, the time you wasted, the opportunity you had. You'll miss the time, you'll regret the time that you didn't spend with your parents and grandparents and all of that. I can remember going through town up there so many times when Grandma was still alive. I'd go around that corner there and I'd think, man, I need to go out and see Grandma. But I was just in such a hurry and I'd just, well, maybe next time, maybe next time. I wish I could have an opportunity again. I'd take it. I'd just let some things set. You're in too big a hurry. Most of the time, the rush of life is going to cause you regrets down the road. You better learn what's valuable and what's worth keeping and just let some things set and spend some time where it's most valuable. You ain't going to remember the job you had to do, the thing you had to get at the store, the thing you had to fix, the thing it needed working on. You ain't going to remember none of that when you're old. But you'll remember the time you took a few minutes to stop and say, Miss Ruby down there the other day, she said, well, when, just come by and see me. Just even if it's just 5 minutes, just it don't take long to run by and just come in and say a few words. And it does, man. You remember. You remember the times. You do things like that. For other people, and especially for the people that are close to you, taking people for granted, taking your spouse for granted, just assuming that they're always going to be there, or just not thinking about, not realizing, never considering what life would be like without them, your spouse, your children, your parents, everybody that's important in your life, the people at church, friends, and all. I mean, you ought to wake up every morning and be thankful for another day and for with them. I mean, what would it be like without them? Who would you not miss out of your life if they were taken away tomorrow? Don't take them for granted. I promise you, you'll regret it if you do. These are things that cause you regrets. These are the things that people think about when they're old and they're sitting by their cell in a nursing home or at home by themselves. You'll regret your stubbornness, your blind refusal to double-check yourself and your opinions, just being stubborn. Stubborn is not a virtue. Stubbornness is like the sin of iniquity. It says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as idolatry and iniquity. That's what God thinks about stubbornness. Now, you may be proud that you're stubborn, but God condemns it in the most strong terms, the strongest terms that he can use. It's iniquity and idolatry. Stubbornness. You're going to regret being stubborn. Stubborn's when you won't listen. Stubborn's when you're just headstrong. Stubborn is when you're unteachable and nobody can instruct you. Stubborn is when you won't think about things. You won't stop. You're just going to force your way. You're going to insist upon your... ought to stop and listen. Ought to stop and think. You will regret it. Your refusal to listen to the appeals and pleas of others who tried to protect you from disaster in your life or tried to help you to obtain some blessing, but you wouldn't. You would not. Stubbornness is when you just won't listen to your parents. When you won't listen to somebody that loves you. When you won't listen to a preacher at church or some brother at church trying to help you to avoid disaster in your life. How many people have I seen through the years? How many times have I experienced it? How many times have you experienced it already in your life where you just was stubborn and wouldn't listen and you ended up suffering for it? You already regret being stubborn. How much more is another 20, 30, 40 years going to add to it? Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Listen. Being stubborn is when you just say no for no good reason. You know? Children need to be told no, but they don't always need to be told no. I mean, be reasonable. Think about it. Don't just make that the default answer. No! That's stubbornness. Just stubbornness. All right. You'll regret all the words spoken in anger. Especially to your loved ones. You'll regret yelling at your kids. You'll regret it. Did Maddie say amen over there? I don't know what happened over there. No, it's the truth. Now listen, you're going to regret yelling at your kids. They say never no need for that. I know. I mean, unless they're about to jump off the top of the roof or something, or they're about to run out in front of a car, or about to get bit by a snake, I mean, you're going to holler, but just to holler because you're angry. No, I promise you'll regret that. Any word spoken in anger. So many mistakes are made in life, and so much damage is done that can't be undone. You just need to understand that words in anger don't get undone. You can come back and say, well, I'm sorry. That just don't undo it. Speak kindly. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, boy, this is a rip-roaring service we're having here tonight, ain't it?
It's good.
It's the truth, man, I'm telling you. Speak kindly. Be ye kindly affectioned one to another. And I ain't talking about just church people. That's the way we're supposed to be, all of us. It's the way it's supposed to be at home. It's supposed to be kindly affectioned one toward another. Mm-hmm. Forgiving one another. And forbearing one another. Not getting mad over every little thing. Where's mine? What'd you do with it? Why'd you put this toilet paper on here backwards? Don't you know I'm sick of that? I don't like that. Boy, it don't take much. No, it don't take much to start it. Yes, sir, a knockdown, drag out. Especially when you're young. Now, when you, I'm telling you, you guys that are young, you just, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just start out your marriage and not fight and fuss and be mad and talk hateful to one another, and you do things that are never, most people never recover from it. They just, if they don't divorce and go their separate ways, they just live their separate lives and that's it. They have no real feelings toward one another. They just tolerate one another as much as possible. That's how love grows and turns into something deeper and better, is the kindness you show to one another. It ain't the fighting and the fussing and the angry words and the accusations and the blame game that everybody does all the time. You don't have to blame one another for every little stinking thing that happens. Don't form that habit. And if you got it, break it. I guarantee you, in your older age, you'll wish that you had spent your younger years loving one another and loving on one another instead of throwing those words and cutting one another to pieces with your words. Trying to see how bad you could hurt each other with your words. You'll also regret actions that you take in anger. People have this vengeance about them and this, you know, I'll get even with you. And it's a tooth for a tooth. And, you know, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If you do something, she's going to get even with you. If she does something, you're going to get even with her. Better throw that game out. You'll regret every action you take in anger. They made you mad, so you did this. Yeah. Oh, I can tell you a lot of things. I remember being young. I remember how it was, too. Boy, they can make you mad, can't they? Guys, can your husband make you mad, ladies? Well, sure. But you can hit him, seems like. This is the rule. She can hit you, but you can't hit them. Reckon people would regret that kind of stuff if they did? Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't hit her that time that I put my fist through the wall, because it was the only thing I could do at the moment.
And I deserve it.
Well, anybody else ever had any experiences like that? Ain't it stupid? Ain't it dumb? I look back on that and think, my goodness, how in the world? What in the world's the matter? How can you be that way when you're young? But you are. It's a good thing you ain't when you're old, or you'd break your bones and you wouldn't be able to do nothing. You'll also regret the decisions you made in anger. People do things in anger. They make choices and decisions that they're going to regret the rest of their life. You'll regret the things you neglected to do. The things that you could have said. The kind words that you could have said but didn't. So there's a lot of times when You know something, you feel like saying something, and you ought to say something, but you refrain and don't. And later you wish you had. The things you neglect to do, you're going to regret them. The kind things that you could have done for somebody but didn't. Taking people for granted, like your spouse and your parents, and never considering what life would be like without them. You'll regret neglecting them like that. You'll regret acting on false information. You'll regret misjudging people, because you're going to find out through life that you do that quite a bit. Yeah, it's kind of how it says, talking about Sunday school this morning, you do it because you don't know them. You look at them and size them up, and you judge them by just a few little quick appearances and what you think and opinions, and you're wrong. A lot of times we are just wrong. And that's the way, and you regret it. Did you ever say a harsh word to somebody, or even think evil of somebody and find out you was wrong about it and then feel bad about it? You regret acting on false information. And again, as you get older, you ought to get wiser about that and start realizing that you need to sit still here. You get less impulsive about just blatting out stuff, you know, letting her fly out of your mouth with such little information. I mean, you'll even get to the point where it looks pretty sure that this is the way it is, but you still don't say nothing, because you got to wait and see if this is really. I mean, the longer you go through life, the more you're going to realize that things are not as they appear most of the time. So be careful about that, because you'll regret it. You'll regret it when you hurt somebody and you were wrong. You may be stubborn and hold on to your right, and I had a right to do that and all that, but your conscience won't let you be at ease with that. I mean, you'll be troubled about it. You'll regret it. I've watched people die, and that's what they do when they're dying. They think of all these things. You'll regret the decisions you made in your life based on false information. So find out the truth before you act, or before you talk, or before you decide. Make sure that you're operating in truth and not in some false information. You'll regret broken friendships and relationships. You'll regret them. People always putting on Facebook and this social media, you know, these toxic people out of here. Boy, I really finally made it when I got rid of these people out of my life. Now I don't care what anybody, you know, always that way. They're culling people all the time, and boy, that makes them happy. No, it does not make you happy. That's a bunch of junk, and that's a lie, and it's false. You better not believe that stuff. That ain't how it works. You don't marry somebody and have children with them and then just cut them off like, and it's as if they never existed. It doesn't work that way. You've joined together and you've joined your lives together, and there is no way to tear it apart without tearing everything in your life up. For good. Now you're going to suffer with it the rest of your life. It ain't going to be no clean cut, and you can just erase it all and reboot and start a new life. No, it doesn't work that way. And you can't do that with friends and acquaintances either. You can't just write them off and say, X him. I'm done with him. He's out of my life. She's out of my life. Ain't going to have nothing more to do with them. No, down the road, you're going to eventually get down the road, and you're going to see that the problem was caused by, a lot of times, by misinformation and misunderstanding. Why in the world can't people just get together and talk things out? Why can't people just get together and figure out, you know, well, I was, you know, I understand, I was wrong, and patch things up and go on. I mean, it looks like if people love one another, if you're real friends, if you love one another, it looks like you can do that. Figure it out how to go on and get through these problems. I mean, especially if you're a Christian. If you can't forgive, if you can't fix things, what do you know about God and His forgiveness and His redemption and His forbearance and love and mercy and grace and all of that. What do you know about God? And if you can't get along with people? Now, I know there's times when people just will not allow you to get along with them. And they'll call you. But, you know, that's another matter. And we shouldn't just fall into the trap of thinking, well, it was their fault altogether. Maybe, I mean, if it be possible. And as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. I mean, you do everything you can to try to live peaceably with people. That means to get along, to forgive, to have a problem and get through it and still be friends and go on. This old idea of just burning bridges as you go, that's not the way to do it. Not the way to do it. You better make sure that everywhere you go in life, you can look back and have a clear conscience about it. And that nobody can blame you or accuse you justly and be right in accusing you of being hateful and wrong and treating them wrong. Better do right by people. Most of the time you'll realize that the friendship could have been saved, but it was lost forever because of your own stubbornness. Because you refuse to just forgive. You refuse to reach out. You know, Seth talked in this morning about Sunday school communication. That is the problem. I've realized that for a long time. When people quit communicating, when you quit listening and you quit talking, then, I mean, it's going to go nowhere but to the bottom. Any kind of relationship, whatever, it's going to get messed up because everybody's going to think the worst, and they're going to imagine the worst about one another. A lot of times it can be saved. A friendship, a relationship, it can be saved. You will regret not being as close to God as you could have been. Well, that's one too. If you draw close to God as you grow older, you'll realize that this is the root of all your regrets. If you walk with God, truly walk with God, you're not going to have so many regrets. Because you're going to do right if you're being led by God. And you're walking after the Spirit and not after the flesh, then you're going to do right. And you're not going to make a mess everywhere you go. And it's not going to be a path of destruction and desolation behind you everywhere. You'll mourn the time and the blessings lost because of your neglect in seeking after God. You'll regret not being as close to God as you could, as soon as you could. I've met so many people through all the years, and this is what I hear out of a lot of them. I just wish that I got saved earlier. I wish I'd have got right with God and learned some things earlier in my life. And I wouldn't have so many regrets. Because I was walking in selfishness and stubbornness and blindness, and I just made mess after mess. Where if I'd have known God and I'd have been following God, being led by God, and if He would have been my concern all the way through, I wouldn't have all this to deal with and to remember and to regret. So seek the Lord now with all your heart in all your ways, and you'll have less regrets when you get older. Try to walk in wisdom, redeeming the time. And you'll avoid a lot of regrets that will cast a cloud over your soul in your old age. Walk in wisdom. Be wise. Solomon said to his son, you know, be wise. Be wise. Solomon said that his father told him, be wise, my son. Isn't that what Proverbs is full of? Advice to his son about being wise. Showed him what fools look like and act like, how they think and the way they live their lives. Don't be like that. Showed him what it was to live in wisdom and to walk in wisdom. Well, that's what we're looking at here tonight. Think before you talk. Think before you yell at your wife or your husband. Think before you accuse them and blame them. Try to make life better for them. Instead of increasing their burden. Yes. and increasing their struggle. Everybody's struggling, you know that. Everybody does. These guys struggle to make a living. It's hard. It ain't easy. It ain't easy to be a mother and have a house full of little kids, is it? Elizabeth, you know, she's down there with them kids all day. And sometimes her eyes get to looking kind of funny. But so, Gary's down there trying to sell cars all day. So when he comes home, be nice to him. And Gary, when you come home, be nice to her. She's about at her wit's end. Same way, everybody. You learn as you get older, you know. I mean, I come in a lot of times and she's all out of sorts because one thing and another. I don't know, but this is the way it is. Ain't never going to change. It's the way it is. Sometimes I come in and I'm not in the best mood because I have my problems too. And I have things that get me all frustrated with trying to work and trying to go, and there's resistance and there's trouble and there's obstacles, and life is a struggle. It's a battle for everybody. So don't just attack one another. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Boy, what if soldiers acted like that in the war? That wouldn't work at all. You got to work together, and you got to depend on one another. And that's what the Bible teaches us about us as Christians. We're to be ahead. Ye that are spiritual, you know, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual, what are you supposed to do? Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. In the spirit of meekness, yes. And considering thine own self, lest thou also be tempted. See, we need one another. We're supposed to edify one another. We're supposed to come to the rescue. And that's the way you need to live life. If you don't want to end up with a bunch of regrets. People just, they make it so miserable. That's why the divorce rate is so high. They don't help one. They get married for selfish reasons. And after you're married just a little bit, you find out that ain't the way this thing's going to work. Somebody got married here, I believe it was when John Tilley, I think, and him and Melissa got married? Yeah. I think he said, her dad told him, said, now here's the way, kids, to have a happy life. He looked at John and he said, you live your life to make her happy. He looked at her and he said, you live your life to make him happy. And you'll both be happy. If you'll work at that. If you'll make that your life, you know, part of your life and your walk and your reason and how you do things. And recognize when the other one is doing things to try to make you happy. It's what happens. When a husband has a wife that he just cannot please and he cannot make her happy. And he tries. I've watched him try for years and years and it just never works. And it finally just, he gives up. That's it. Same way the other way also. Same way the other way. Yeah? Better realize when somebody loves you and they're trying to make you happy, don't make it hard on them. Don't rail on them. Don't accuse them. And don't. You're going to regret that. Maybe before you even get old. I'm amazed a lot of times when I watch people and I wonder how come they ain't got enough sense to see what they're doing. The foolish woman, what did it say? She tears down her house. She destroys her home. Foolish man will do the same thing. You can apply that both ways. It's not, I mean, I've seen it both ways, even amount of times. Somebody said marriage is not 50-50, it's 100 and 100. Yeah. You got to give up. Both of them's got to give up. I mean, if you live to make one another happy, you'll be happy. And you won't have these regrets. There's just a lot more I could say, but I'll stop there. Just always, you know, truly walk with God and be led by the Spirit. And Jesus honed it down to a very simple little sentence that just covers everything. It's amazing to me. It's one of the reasons you can know that he was certainly the Son of God. To say it all in such a short little sentence, as you would that others should do unto you. Do ye unto them even likewise. You know, it's the golden rule. Do unto others. Treat people the way you want people to treat you. Boy, that just covers it all, don't it? You live that way, you're going to have less regrets if you'll live that way. And always keep in mind that today's moments are tomorrow's memories. So you better make them sweet as you can, because they're easier to keep that way. That's right. It's moments. Memories are moments. Better think about that moment you're angry and saying things that really ain't going to make you feel better at all for saying them. It's the truth. Okay, there's some plain old, there's a short little string of advice that is help us. It'll help us all. People, when they get old, they talk about getting mellow. And somebody said, that's rotten. Well, no, that ain't rotten. Mellow is ripe. That's mature. That's sweet. Don't most fruit get sweet as it gets mellow, ripe? Yep. Of course it does. And that's how it works with people too. If you finally get tired of all that. If you survive it in your home or with your friends or whatever, at church, if you survive long enough to make it through, well, you finally get to the point where you just get tired of that. You don't want to do that no more. We done been down this road so many times. There ain't no need of going there. If you say this, that's what's going to start this. Why do you want to go around that merry-go-round again and again and again and again? I mean, why would you poke at a mad dog when you know he's going to bite you? You know, why you stir it up again when you know what's going to happen? Avoid trouble. Avoid trouble. Yeah. All right, well, let's stand. We have a word there. It's a shame when you're fairly young and you already have all kinds of regrets. You ought to be wise enough by that to put a lot of this to work in your life and say, all right, now, I've got enough to last me through my old age. I'm going to do the best I can to stop it right now. Do right from this point on, and I'm going to work at keeping from sowing seeds of regret. Yeah, that's fine. All right. Father, thank you for the word of God and the advice you give us here. Thank you for the truth here tonight, the things we talk about. I know this is true and it's helpful. Lord, it's things that we need to apply. Help us all, Lord, to end up in a sweet old age, remembering what a wonderful life we've had. How good it's been to live with our family and our wife and children and the people we went to church with and the friends that we've had through life and enjoy it. And as we open the box of memories, that we can rejoice and be happy and thankful and not be full of regrets and shed tears and weep because of the time lost, the friends lost, the damage done in anger and the wrong turns we made in anger. Lord, help us to minimize all of these things by just walking in wisdom and walking with you and being led by your Spirit. Please help us, Lord, in this, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.